Ever get that feeling, you know, like when someone's face is saying something totally different from their words?
Oh, yeah. Like when they're all, I'm fine, but their eyebrows are doing the, yeah, right. Keep telling yourself that dance.
Exactly. It's like our faces have this whole secret language, right?
It's not a secret. It's science. And a lot of research suggests that a huge chunk of our communication, some even say up to 90%, is nonverbal.
90%?
Oh.
Seriously? That's wild.
It's true. Our faces are constantly giving off cues, whether we realize it or not.
So we're basically walking, talking billboards of our inner thoughts and feelings.
Kinda, yeah. And that's what makes this whole facial expression recognition thing so fascinating.
Especially when you bring in smart eyewear, which, by the way, is exactly what we're diving into today, right?
You got it. We're diving deep into a paper by Masai and their team, Evaluation of Facial Expression Recognition by a Smart Eyewear.
Smart eyewear that can read your emotions, can you imagine?
We're not just talking sci-fi dreaming here. This research actually moves away from those clunky camera-based systems that always felt a little, well, you know.
Big brotherish.
Exactly. They had so many limitations, the field of view, the privacy concerns. Not to mention, have you ever tried having a conversation with someone while they're basically pointing a camera lens at you?
So awkward. It's like, are you recording me? Should I be smiling? What's happening?
Right. So these new smart glasses, they're using something way less obtrusive. Tiny photoreflective sensors embedded right into the frame.
Hidden in plain sight. So stealthy. Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more about these sensors.
Think about it. You don't need to see someone's entire face to get a read on their mood, right?
True, the eyes say it all.
Exactly. And the skin around our eyes, it's constantly moving, changing with every little expression we make. These glasses, they have 17 of these sensors, and they're constantly measuring those tiny movements, those micro deformations.
So it's like they're feeling your expressions, not seeing them. That's wild.
That's a great way to put it. And all that data from the sensors gets fed into an algorithm, a support vector machine, or SVM.
SVM. Catchy. What happens then? Does it spit out like a little emoji based on your mood?
Kind of. The SVM learns to recognize patterns in all that sensor data so it can link specific facial movements to specific emotions. They trained it on tons of data, and the accuracy is pretty amazing.
Okay, spill the tea. How accurate are we talking?
92.8%.
Seriously, get out of here.
For real, 92.8% accuracy in recognizing eight universal expressions.
Wait, are those like the classic emoji expressions?
You know it. Happiness, sadness, anger, surprise, fear, disgust, contempt, and of course, neutral.
The full emotional spectrum. So they can tell if you're feeling happy, sad, angry, all from a pair of glasses.
And that's not even all they tested. They looked at how head movements affect things. What happens if the glasses slip down your nose?
Which, let's be honest, happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
So what did they find?
So it turns out, yeah, moving around does impact how accurate the glasses are, like moving your head, taking the glasses on and off, that kind of thing. And the accuracy dropped to like 50, 60%.
Okay, so not quite as good, but I guess that makes sense, right? Our faces are always moving. Did they find any way around that?
Yeah, they did. It's all about, you know, training the algorithm on more realistic data. So if you train the system with like data from when the glasses are slipping a bit, it actually learns to adjust, and it still gets like 87.7% accuracy, even with a bit of slippage.
Smart glasses. So did they just test these out in the lab, or do they take them out for a spin in the real world?
They actually took it one step further. They took the glasses to SIGGRAPH, you know, that big computer graphics conference.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
So over 200 people got to try out the glasses, which is amazing because it gives you a real sense of how this tech would work in the real world, you know, the challenges, possibilities.
200 people, that's a pretty decent sample size. So what came out of that real-world testing? Any interesting takeaways?
Definitely. One of the big things was, and this might seem obvious, but how well the glasses fit. You know?
One size fits all doesn't really apply to faces, does it?
Exactly. And if the sensors aren't positioned just right, they're not going to pick up those micro expressions accurately.
Makes sense. It's like trying to listen to a conversation with like earmuffs on. You're not going to get the full picture.
And they found that sometimes with certain facial features, like, you know, a really prominent nose bridge, it could cause something called sensor saturation.
Sensor saturation.
Yeah.
So basically, too much information for the sensors to handle. Our faces are just that expressive.
It's true. So, yeah, even with this kind of tech, you have to account for just how diverse our faces are, you know?
Right. We're not all cookie cutter faces. So, how do you deal with that?
Individual calibration, it's super important. Every face is unique, so even subtle things like bone structure, how your facial muscles move, it all makes a difference in how the expressions are read.
It's like giving the glasses a personality test, getting to know the quirks of each individual face. I love it. But this wasn't just about lab testing and conferences, right? They had someone wear these out and about, right? Living their life with emotion reading glasses on.
Exactly. They did these initial field trials to see how the glasses performed, you know, in the wild. So they had a volunteer wear them while they went about their day playing games, watching TV, even hanging out with their dog.
Okay, now that is fascinating. Seeing how emotions actually play out in real life, not just in a lab setting.
Yeah, and one of the things they were curious about was if certain activities were, like, linked to certain expressions.
So, like, if you're playing a video game, would you show more excitement, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And guess what? They found that the person consistently showed, like, way more happy expressions while they were playing with their dog.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't love some good dog time? That makes sense to me. What about any of the other activities? Anything stand out?
It seemed like, in general, any kind of social interaction, it just seemed to, you know, bring out a wider range of expressions compared to, like, doing things solo.
I can see that. If you're by yourself, you're not really putting on a show for anyone.
Right.
But when you're with others, your face just comes alive.
Exactly. It just goes to show how important those micro expressions are, even the ones we don't realize we're making.
It makes you wonder, though, if this technology becomes commonplace, what happens to all that nonverbal communication? I mean, being able to see someone's emotions so clearly, that's huge. It's like, are we going to start judging each other based on, like, a momentary frown or a flicker of boredom? Our emotions are so fluid, you know?
That's a really important point. And yeah, the researchers do talk about those limitations. Like, what if the glasses misread something? Like, what if you're just yawning because you're tired? But the glasses interpret that as sadness.
Or what if you're just really focused on something, you know, furrowing your brow in concentration?
Yeah.
And suddenly the glasses think you're angry.
Exactly. Or, like you said, what if you're just having an off day? Does that mean everyone's judging you based on a few fleeting expressions? It's like, come on, we're all human.
Right. We're allowed to have bad days. We're allowed to feel all the feels. Plus, let's not forget the whole data privacy issue. Like, who's got access to all this emotional data and what are they doing with it? That's a whole other can of worms right there.
Definitely a whole other deep dive. But it sounds like these researchers, they're thinking ahead. They mentioned some pretty cool improvements they're working on, you know, for the future of this tech.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Spill the beans.
Well, they're looking into things like unsupervised learning. So basically the glasses could, like, recognize your expressions without needing that initial calibration.
No more training wheels. They just, like, automatically know what your face is doing.
That's the goal. And they're also working on, like, better light filtering to address that sensor saturation issue we talked about. But here's the really wild part. They're even looking at detecting, get this, cognitive states.
Hold up, cognitive states. We're not talking just happy, sad, angry anymore. We're talking about, like, knowing what's going on inside someone's head.
Yeah, imagine glasses that could tell if someone's confused or super focused or even daydreaming.
Okay, now we are in sci-fi territory.
Yeah.
It's amazing and also kind of makes you think, you know, what happens to human connection when we have this kind of technology? Do we become more understanding, more empathetic, or does it just make things, like, weird and awkward? I don't know. It's a lot to process.
Definitely a lot to think about. But I think the researchers, they hit the nail on the head with this one. Technology, it's a tool, right? And like any tool, it can be used for good or, you know, not so good things.
It's not about the tech itself. It's about us.
Yeah.
How we use it, how we control it, how we make sure it doesn't, like, take over our lives.
100%. It's a conversation we all need to be part of. Scientists, policymakers, everyday people, we got to figure this stuff out together.
Well, there you have it. We've gone from tiny facial twitches to the future of emotion reading technology. It's mind-blowing, a little scary, and definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on. If you're as fascinated by this stuff as we are, head over to our website, check out the research paper, and let us know what you think. The future is full of possibilities, and it's up to all of us to shape it responsibly. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.